Hello, we are reading in the book Shamati, the white version of Shamati in English, article number 50, two states. It's on page 149. And in Hebrew, you can find it in the writings of Bala Sulam on page 567. Selected questions will be asked during the lesson. Those related to the study topic will be asked. Again, Shamati, Article 50, two states. There are two states to the world. In the first state, the world is called pain. And in the second state, it is called holy Shechina, holy divinity. It is so because before one is endowed with correcting one's deeds to be in order to bestow, one feels the world only in the form of pains and torments. However, afterwards one is rewarded with seeing that the holy Shekhinah is clothed in the entire world, and then the Creator is considered to be filling the world. Then the world is called holy Shekhinah, which receives from the Creator. This is called the unification of the Creator and Divinity, Shechinta. As the Creator gives, so the world is now occupied solely in bestowal.
The world is basically man's vessels. As we are saying, there is Shosh, Neshama, Guf, Levush, and Heichal. What I'm feeling is all my vessels. The way they appear to me, it doesn't matter. And if I'm coming to a correction, then I see the whole world as corrected, meaning all my vessels become in order to bestow. And then I see everyone in perfect state. There's not one detail who's not in adhesion, meaning in identifies with the Creator. This is called subjugate himself and determining himself and the whole world for tipping for the scale of merit, because the world, the person is one of the same. Now it seems to us as external vessels that do not belong to me, but that's the illusion.
It is like a sad tune. Some players know how to perform the suffering about which the tune is composed, because all melodies are like a spoken language where the tune interprets the words that one wants to say out loud. If the tune evokes crying in the listeners to the extent that each and every one cries because of the suffering that the melody expresses, it is then called a tune, and everyone loves to hear it. However, how can people enjoy suffering? Since the tune does not point to present suffering, but to the past, meaning torments that have already passed were sweetened and received their fill, for that reason people like to hear them. It indicates to the sweetening of the judgments that the pains one had were sweetened. This is why those sufferings are sweet to hear, and then the world is called holy divinity, holy Shekhinah. The important thing that one should know and feel is that there is a leader to the city, as our sages said. Abraham the patriarch said, there is no city without a leader. One must not think that everything that happens in the world is incidental, and that the Sitra Achra, the other side, causes one to sin and say that everything is incidental. This is the meaning of Chamat, the vessel of Keri, semen. Chamat Keri. There is a Chamat, a vessel, filled with Keri, semen. The Keri brings one to think that everything is bemikre, incidental. Even when the Sitra Achra brings one such thoughts as to say that everything is incidental without guidance, this is also not by chance, but the Creator wanted it this way. However, one must believe in reward and punishment, and that there is a judgment and there is a judge, and everything is conducted by providence of reward and punishment. This is because sometimes when some desire and awakening for the work of God comes to a person, and he thinks that it comes to him by chance, he should know that here too he made an effort that preceded the hearing. He prayed to be helped from above, to be able to perform an act with intent, and this is called raising man. Yet one has already forgotten about that and did not consider it doing, since one did not receive an instantaneous answer to the prayer, so as to say, "For you hear the prayer of every mouth." Still, one should believe that the order from above is that the response for the prayer may come several days and months after one prays. One should not think that it is by chance that one has received this present awakening. Sometimes one says, "Now that I feel that I do not lack anything, and I have no concerns, my mind is clear and sound now, and for that reason I can focus my mind and desire on the work of God." It follows that one can say that his entire engagement in the work of God is his power and the might of his hand hath gotted him that wealth. Thus, when one can engage and attain spiritual needs, one should believe that this is the answer to the prayer. What one has prayed for before, that prayer has now been answered. Also, sometimes when reading some book, and the Creator opens one's eyes, and he feels some awakening, then too, one's regular conduct is to relate it to chance. However, it is all guided. Although one knows that the whole Torah is the names of the Creator, how can one say that through the book one is reading came some kind of sublime sensation? One must know that one often reads the book and knows that the whole Torah is the names of the Creator, but nevertheless receives no luminescence and sensation. Instead, everything is dry, and the knowledge that one knows does not help him at all. Hence, when one studies in a certain book and hangs his hope in him, one's study should be on the basis of faith, that one believes in providence, and that the Creator will open his eyes. At that time, one becomes needy of the Creator, and thus has contact with the Creator. By that, one can attain adhesion with him. There are two forces that contradict each other, an upper force and a lower force. The upper force is, as it is written, "Everyone that is called by my name and whom I have created for my glory." This means that the whole world was created only for the glory of the Creator. The lower force is the will to receive, that argues that everything was created for it, both corporeal and spiritual things. All is for self-love. The will to receive argues that it deserves this world and the next world. Of course, the Creator is the winner, but this is called the path of pain. It is called a long way. But there is a short way called the path of Torah. It should be everyone's intention to shorten time. This is called, "I will hasten it." Otherwise it will be in its time, as our sages said, "Rewarded I will hasten it, not rewarded in its time." That I place upon you a king such as Haman, and he will force you to reform. The Torah begins from Bereshit, in the beginning, Genesis, etc. "Now the earth was unformed and void and darkness," etc., and ends in the sight of all Israel. In the beginning we see that the land is unformed and void and darkness. But then when they correct themselves to bestow, then they are rewarded with, "And God said, let there be light," etc., until the light appears in the sight of all Israel.
Questions?
Tomer from Israel and Mike from Brazil are asking about reward and punishment. What is called reward and punishment, or what are reward and punishment?
I don't know. I'm going to a certain job, or either because of a salary that is high, or because of some social conditions, or because the good conditions at work, conditioning, a good meal, etc., etc. Maybe there are good people there, so I wouldn't go to another place where it's truly... it's like a fear or unpleasant place to work in. So it depends what's the reward for a person. So what do you mean reward? What's good for me is a reward, and what's bad is a punishment. That's it. The rest depends on how do I determine things. How to determine in advance reward and punishment in a conscious way. That depends on the environment. So the environment can change my values, and then I will determine by myself that this is the reward instead of that thing. And then I follow what I prefer. Well, if you have none, you don't have. Yes.
What is holy divinity?
Holy divinity is all the vessels the Creator has created, being one desire that is in equivalence and in adhesion with Him, in the same form of bestowal as the Creator is. A desire to receive that is entirely corrected in order to bestow.
How can she be in the dust?
With respect to man, there is a Creator, divinity, and there is us. What does that mean? The Creator has created the desire to receive and brought it to the end of correction. The state A, B, and C are all existing. However, we exist outside of the holy divinity, seemingly. We have a concealment, that fogginess, blurness, this lie. And then I feel myself as not belong to it. So we need to do all kind of actions in order to attribute myself to the holy divinity. Imagine yourself that beside you, the whole world is completely corrected. And you are seeing the whole world as a complete corruption. So you need to correct your vessels and attribute yourself to the whole world, the whole divinity.
I only need to pray for that? So what are you writes about? Maybe not in this article, but what should my aspiration be towards? What do I need to request from the Creator?
You need to ask from the Creator to be like Him.
And like Him is the Holy Divinity?
Yes.
And when I request to be like Him, to be from Him, I need to think about something to request.
Just write it on a note and stick it in the Western wall. What do you want? I need to ask, I need to think, I need to know. No. Write it record it on a tape and let it play all the time. It will scream your requests.
When I think that I have some kind of perception in what it means to be similar to Him, I need to demand.
You cannot demand. The demand comes from within the heart. It's something you cannot stop. This is called a prayer, a demand. If, let's say, all that you are feeling in the heart, we would have seen now on the screen. In beautiful drawings, depictions. Well, maybe not that beautiful at times, but nevertheless, those depictions. Imagine yourself. Next to your heart, there's like this cardiogram. They put a sticker there, from it come out a wire, and it brought through a machine to a screen, and we see what you want. So what do you want to imagine? What depiction? What future? What do you think about us? Everything the hearts feel, we would have seen. And you cannot stop it. And also, you are not an owner of your own heart. That's it. So, what would you have felt?
I would feel whatever I feel, right?
No, you would have felt much worse. However, if you attribute it to yourself, and if you attribute it to the Creator, as this is what He gives me, then I have nothing to be ashamed of. Then I'm not ashamed of what's in my heart. No. I'm only ashamed of what I could have done with changing the heart, and I didn't do it.
And where do I know what I could have done?
Oh, then you begin to examine. He gave me all kind of states in my heart. Suddenly I see all this lies, stealing, rape, murdering, all kind of things I want. Rape, what else going on there? I don't know, everything. This is what I want, yes, to trick everyone, to manipulate everyone, to lie to everyone, and this and that. These are images you would have seen in your heart that awakens from above. You aren't the master of that. However, along with it, you would have identified your ability to turn each and every picture or image like the Creator, and the fact that you did not do that. So for not having done that, you have not asked for it, or you haven't tried. And maybe after you've done it, you discover that you are incapable. And if you were incapable, you should have turned to the Creator, and you didn't turn to Him. Then all those states that you could have corrected, in short, and you have not corrected, you would have felt shame for that. This is the shame. And not the images themselves on the heart, as if, wow, it's what comes from above.
How do I know that I could have done it or couldn't have done it?
If you are going to reveal nature, whatever is there, in order to all that's in your possession, in your ability to turn like the Creator, then you begin to discover all those states. Where does it come from? Why is it coming from? How did it come from? What do I need to do? How should I? What should I ask for? Then you discover the details. If you have no desire for correction, then you don't discover all this package that comes to you.
But how do I know what it means to be resembling the Creator?
Then also reveals to you who is the Creator.
So at the beginning I simply need to want according to whatever I depict to myself?
How would you want it if it's come from above?
That's the question then.
Meaning by what can you call upon you all this order of corrections?
Yes.
By you attributing yourself or attaching yourself to the society. Why? Because in the society you can perform actions that will hasten your correction.
So now let's say I make myself belong to the society.
In a mechanical way, without desire or anything. You just do it and that's it. Just try and shut your eyes and do it.
And in the society, something reveals to me as being similar to the Creator, and upon that I request. So
no,
what happens?
No, 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 no. Whatever comes up.
whatever comes up.
Yeah, all right. Until next time. Yes.
Timo from Istanbul is asking, it says you need to speed up time in Shamati. Does that mean corporeal things or spiritual things?
What is corporeal? What, to spin the clock? I don't understand. How can you? Corporeal things. Spiritual times, meaning the order of our development. When we have, as of now till the end of development, we have to undergo states. No, we cannot skip states. Each and every state is a cause and effect that must occur. The question is, to what extent the person is sensitive to the states he's going through? If he isn't sensitive, he needs to chew and be within that state more and more time until he begins to. If he's doing all kind of actions in order to be impressed quickly, to feel quickly, to be sharp with respect to the new sensations, then he speed up time.
Chaim from Israel is asking, what does it mean that listening is a thought, and how can an action speed up the thought?
Because I, by hearing, I prepare myself to be worthy of a thought. I begin to feel it. Start working in something. Start playing with something. There's no one as wise as the experienced. How come wise and experienced? If I'm doing constantly the same, working just like an animal. Why? Due to me repeating all kind of actions, which I have experience in, then I become wiser. What's the connection? Because these actions I'm doing by the desire to receive, which suffers, and by that it builds its attitude. Why am I doing it for? What will I get out of it? Is it worthwhile? And if I have no chance, where would I receive the fuel, the power to do that? Etc., etc. And then by that I expand the vessels. The desire to receive become more complex. It isn't as simple anymore. It's such, who is necessitating me and why? And how can I escape this job and this and that? So it becomes very versatile. And then by that, I understand further. I feel further. I have more connections. The wise called he who has more details and understand the connectivity between them. He knows how to work with it. This is the wisdom, the force of man. And that comes from applying work with the experience. Whereby, because the work is on top of the desire to receive, meaning it receives and doesn't receive to some extent and not so much, then it searches for the emanator. Who is he who necessitates him? Who brings him the trouble?
Many from Israel is asking, the gap in the time between the request and the answer to the prayer, is that a gap between bestowal and my own self-desire? So, shortening the time between the prayer and the answer to the prayer, that's called speeding up time?
Yes.
Dan from Modin is asking, where is the place where the self acts and getting the help from the Creator acts? What does it mean that I do something in that?
By the environment, you can call upon, bestow upon you, in addition to what the Creator bestow upon you. Upon you, there are two forms of bestowal. By the shattering, when the kli become broken, it becomes divided into I and the others. So beside the Creator, there's something else, someone else who can influence me. And that someone that can influence me, I can affect him so that he will influence me. It is a source that I can awaken, evoke. So I'm coming to the group and I'm awakening, evoking the group to affect me. I'm subjugating myself that they are greater, so they should bestow upon me, should affect me. I bring them presents, and by that I can hasten the desire, the aimed influence, particular influence upon me, and by that I advance. And also by their influence, I'm positioning myself with respect to the Creator in a certain way, because I need to come to Him with already made a desire, a sore desire. And here, through them, through the environment, I can stabilize, I can realize my desire the way I want it. Hence, we are saying that through the society, the environment, I have a free choice.
Alexei from Kazakhstan is asking, what does it mean to see everything in completeness? What does completeness mean?
That everything is perfect, aside from myself. Yes?
Carlos from Brazil is asking, is everything we experienced in the past is necessary for future development?
It's a must, definitely. Nothing, a person doesn't go through anything other than the connection between the light, the vessel, and the equivalence of the future form that must be revealed. That's it. This form works upon us in an optimal way and advances us, and towards us, to us it reveals as a path of suffering or of the Torah.
Do we need to yearn for an awakening from above, or do we need to yearn to make our own efforts?
There's no awakening from above without awakening from below.
One of the things for the preparation for the group towards the lesson is the greatness of the society.
Yes, certainly.
We reminded the heart that we saw with all the unpleasant things, the heart that we see on the screen.
Yes, had it been that cardiogram.
And we spoke about shame. Now, when we come to spirituality, where that whole picture reveals of what there was, is there a feeling of this great sorrow, or is there this complementation?
How can it be a sorrow if it all comes from the Creator? You have shame only for the extent that you managed to realize what He brought upon you. The original qualities are upon Him. The correction is upon me. However, everyone is shamed with respect to the others because he sees that the others did more. But that's just words that we need to interpret. But let's move.
We're going to the next part of the lesson, Zohar for All.